We find two interesting machlokes rishonim pertaining to the Gemara that we learned today. Firstly, we learned that according to Rav Meir, if he did shechita, then inspected the animal, it's asur. Why is it asur? There are two approaches. Rashi and Tosis learn it's a knas. We penalize him. You shouldn't have done it in this manner. You should have done the shechita after getting the heter from the chacham. According to the Ramban, we're not penalizing. It's not a knas. It's just a gzera. What's the gzera? See, the Gemara explains. When it's a type of mum that could have been influenced by shechita, you can't assume that it was there beforehand. It's certainly asur min hadin. The discussion pertains to a case where you find a mum which certainly was there before shechita. It's missing a limb. In this case, Rav Meir says it's still asur, and the reason is because we're concerned that true, this time you see that there was a mum all along, but perhaps next time he's going to be matur, he's going to apply this heter even when it's a questionable mum. So the Ramban learns that it's a gzera. Rashi and Tosis learn that it's a knas. You shouldn't have done the shechita in this case. It's asur. The Ramban has a diuk. He says, take a look at the lashon of Rav Meir. Hoyel v'nishchat sheli al pa mumcha asur. He says, it was shechta without a mumcha, it's asur. He doesn't say, since you did the shechita without a mumcha, we penalize you. It's not a personal punishment. It's a gzera. This animal was shechted without inspection. We're concerned that, okay, this time it makes sense to be matur, it's missing a limb, but perhaps we're going to expand the heter to a case where it shouldn't be, and therefore we say all cases are us. What is the difference? What's enough kemina? Whether you adopt the Ramban's approach, that it's a gzera, or Rashi and Tosis' approach, that's a knas. Two enough keminas. What about a shogeg? He did it inadvertently. He didn't realize that it wasn't inspected. So according to Rashi v'Tosis, a knas only applies to a mezid, not a shogeg. In this case, it would be mutter. According to Ramban, we're not penalizing, it's just a gzera. We treat all women equal and the same, and we make it asur. So even if it's a shogeg, we treat it as though it had no mumen, it's asur. Another nafkamina, do we paskin like Rav Meir? Tosis brings a gemara. Halacha ki Rav Meir be gzera isa. When it comes to gzeros, we follow Rav Meir. Is this a gzera or is it a knas? So if it's a knas, like Rashi v'Tosis, then we don't necessarily follow Rav Meir. It's a knas, not a gzera. It's a different type of thing. Whereas according to Ramban, that it's a gzera, in this case we follow Rav Meir's shita because halacha ki Rav Meir be gzera isa. There's another interesting discussion in the next gemara, where the chacham takes a look at the animal before Yom Tov, but only renders his final psak on Yom Tov after he investigates the background, the circumstances surrounding the mum. Now, what happened before Yom Tov? Did he just take a look at the mum, or did he actually say something? Machlokes Rishonim. The Ran says he didn't have to say anything. As long as in his heart, he's already come to the conclusion that this is a valid mum, that's enough to carry him into Yom Tov, and he can actually verbalize the heter on Yom Tov based on the fact that he inspected it before Yom Tov. It's called a pre-Yom Tov inspection, a pre-Yom Tov verdict, because he really already came to his conclusion before Yom Tov. So again, even though he didn't actually say anything, it's considered a pre-Yom Tov verdict and it's mutter. Whereas the Ari Zeruah disagrees, he says, he has to say something so that it's implemented, so that it's established before Yom Tov. True, he wants to investigate further, he wants to actually clarify on Yom Tov, but something had to have taken place before Yom Tov, and he says, what he has to say, he doesn't have to say it's mutter, but he has to say, look, this mum is a mum kavur. He has to render that verdict, he has to make that analysis and that confirmation. That I analyzed the mum, I determined that this is considered a mum kavua. Okay, for the time being, it looks good. And then on Yom Tov, we'll proceed further, we'll investigate these circumstances. And once he's happy with what he hears, he'll go back to what he said, Erev Yom Tov, and say, yeah, indeed, that mum kavua, which I've already determined yesterday to be a mum kavua, and I've verbalized as much, is now mutter. Only in this case, says the Ari Zeruah, do we consider this psak as a pre-Yom Tov psak, and it's valid.